Okay, surely I can't be the only one thinking this.
No, but for real, that's what someone said.
Wait, what are we talking about?
Okay, am I insane or...
Well, no, you're just in your delirium, Abe.
Wait, can someone tell me what's going on?
Okay, you know what? I need someone else's perspective on this, okay? Is it anyone? Hello?
My name is Pierre Anton, your host, and you're listening to The Private Talk Podcast. Here we discuss various topics, some of which can be deep, layered topics, and others some lighthearted fun. So sit back, grab a snack, and let's have a private talk. Hello, cutie pies, and welcome to my first ever episode. I cannot believe that this is genuinely happening. Like, what do you mean I am recording the first episode of my podcast? Like, what is going on? I used to literally pretend, like, ever since I was little, that I was talking to someone. At like, now I'm sounding insane. I was already going to say I've always been pretending that I'm talking to someone at 3 a.m. But like not in a weird way, like in a YouTuber kind of way. Like, you know what I mean? Like I would sit in my room at like 3 a.m. and pretend I was like speaking to my YouTube channel, doing like a tutorial. Like when I grew up, I was like, okay, yeah, now it's a podcast. Like I'm speaking to a podcast. Anyways, you know what? I just made myself sound delusional in the first 5 seconds of my first ever episode. So you know what? Let's like move on and get into the actual topic. So today's episode is probably the most requested topic you guys want me to talk about and like always ask me about, and that is high school and at least my experience with high school. And look, here's the thing, all right? High school, like, and this goes for I think everybody listening, high school is such an insanely big part of our lives that it would genuinely be impossible for me to like fit in every single emotion and every single thought and every single experience I had with high school in one episode. So this is basically going to be like a summary of just like how I felt about high school and some of my opinions about high school. Not all, because we would genuinely be here for like 10 weeks. I'm not even kidding. So what I've tried to do to make this easier is break it down into little subheadings. I asked you guys on the podcast account at Private Talk Podcast on my story, ask me questions about high school. And so I'm going to use that as kind of like a basis to go off, and let's just see where it goes from there. So I feel like there's different ways to interpret high school. And there's definitely some people who found comfort in high school, but for others, it was very daunting. And unfortunately for me, high school wasn't the best experience. And not for like any particular, well, see, it's like a bunch of reasons, but I just always remember high school being such a daunting experience for me. And like, I mean, like even from waking up, oh my gosh, that sounds insane. But like, what I mean is like, I would dread waking up and having to go to school. Like I would do anything in my power to just have like 5 more minutes at home before I needed to go to school. Like I remember, oh my gosh, wait, let me tell you a funny story. So I remember like my mom used to probably wake me up like 30 minutes before I needed to go to school, right? And what I would do to like, because I always wanted to go back to bed, like I didn't want to go. Like, so what I would do was I would keep all my subjects, like all the books in my bag, so I wouldn't have to think about which ones to pack in the morning, because that's too much time. Like that's more time I could spend sleeping. You know what I mean? So I would wake up, I would spend probably like 10 minutes getting ready. I would say probably like literally like 10 minutes. And then my mom would hate if I went back to bed. Like even if I slept on the couch or whatever, she was not having it. She was like, get your ass up, right? So what I would do is I would go into the bathroom and oh my God, this is kind of crazy. But what I would do is I'd lay like a towel on the bathroom floor and I would sleep in my school clothes and my bag packed and whatever for like 10 more minutes before we had to walk out the door. Because like, what's my mom going to do? She's going to tell me like, get out of the bathroom. For she knows I was taking a big fat dump. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so I'm there like sleeping in that bathroom for like 10 minutes before I had to leave, just because I did not want to go. Like, I just wanted to stay home. Like anything I could do, I just wanted to be home. Nothing would drain my energy and make me more anxious than having to think about the fact that I'm waking up, I'm going to school, I'm powering through whatever I have to power through, whether that's like friendships and subjects that I don't want to do, and just being in an environment that I didn't want to be in. Like I'm in this environment all day. That's like 6 hours of my day. I'm in this environment. Then I'm going home. I have to dedicate my time to finishing work, which reminds me of that environment that I was just in and was not feeling happy in. Like I was very unhappy in that environment, and now I'm reliving it at home the same day. And then you're telling me I needed to go to bed, do that again tomorrow,
then go to bed and do it again. And then guess what? After that, you actually do it again. And then it's like, okay, I need a break. Like, I can't handle this. Like, give me a break. And then it's like, yeah, duh. Okay, here's your break. Like, here's the weekend. And then literally you had homework on the weekend. Like, girl, you're following me everywhere. Like, what do you mean? Here's my break. And then by the time you like actually sit down to have a break, it's Monday. And then you have to do it again the next week. And then the next week. And then the next week. And then the next week. It's like, girl, oh my gosh, please. And like, I think something that really contributed to like that feeling of not wanting to go to school and just like being so overwhelmed by school, at least for me, is like, I always knew I wanted a career in the performative arts. Like, I always knew since literally like 10 years old, I was like, I want to be an actor. I want to sing. I want to do things that don't require me to be in an office. I don't want to be confined to this like society where it's like you have to go to a 9-to-5, you have to get your education up so you can go to uni and then you can be accepted and employed. Like, I knew I didn't want that lifestyle. And I'm like, why do I have to go through school if I know that's not the outcome I want? Like, I know I don't want this. And I think that's why it really just, it was such a drag for me. Like, I knew I obviously had to go to school and get the basic skills. And I mean, it was basically illegal for me not to go. Like, I had to go to school. But it was like, why am I here if this is not going to contribute to my future? Like, every single person has such an individual and unique perception of their life and where they want it to go and a different path. And it's like, how can you put everybody in the same room, in the same building, and expect them to learn the exact same things and then go out into the future and go chase their dreams? Like, you just made us all the exact same person. How are we going to go out there and be individuals? Like, you know what I mean? In saying that, I mean, I was good at school. Like, academically, I was very on it. Like, I was on it. I got into like top English one of the years. Like, I loved reading. Prank. Oh my gosh, I did not love reading, actually. That was the wrong word. I loved writing. Like, writing was okay, but girl, I literally still get nauseous trying to do my subtractions. Like, not subtractions, what's it called? Multiplication. See? I can't. That subject ruined me. No. Numbers are a big no-no. Hated it, haunted by it. Like, so that wasn't really why. It wasn't like I was failing school and like I was really bad at it or anything like that. It was just, I think it was more the environment and the system and like the routine. Okay, so now that we kind of have a concept and understanding of my view and perception of my experience in high school and what I think about high school, let's kind of get into like the deeper topics. You know what I mean? So one of the biggest topics, unfortunately, is bullying when referring to high school. And it's very sad that when you think of high school, you think of bullying because, like, again, high school is like the most pivotal moments of your development. Like, you are developing into your person in high school. And the fact that you have to like endure bullying from other people in such vital moments in your life is so detrimental and so scarring. Like, that shouldn't happen to anybody, but unfortunately it does. And it's something that has been happening and it's something that needs to stop, but unfortunately never will. And the reason I'm saying that is because I want to finish this topic off by offering you guys a sense of security and a sense of peace in what I say, because obviously being someone who is quote unquote different, if you know what I mean, fruity, in a very Catholic school in itself was, I can't even get into that right now. Like, I still can't talk about that. Like, that was just, oh, painful in ways you'll never imagine. So that is already something that I had to deal with. And of course, I was very, closed off. I never spoke about that part of me. Like, it wasn't something that I ever was comfortable in talking about. But it was always something that was there. And it was something that people used against me. And whether they said it directly to me or whether they were just insinuating it or would act different because of it, like, I knew that's why they were doing it. But you know what? I'm really not going to get into that. Like, that's its whole other episode. Like, that needs a whole breakdown. But anyways, bullying is just so silly. Like, it is so silly. Like, how are you going to tell me you are going to be mean to somebody, bring them down, throw hurtful words at them, and in some cases get physical with them because you don't like the bag they're wearing? I'm sorry, what? Like, then they're wearing something that you don't like, so that gives you the right to make them feel like crap. Like, or that person has more hair on their arms. Oh my gosh, you have more hair on your arms? Yep. Ew, time for me to bully you. Like, girl, what? Okay, you don't have hair on your arms. They have hair on their arms. Literally grow up. Like, what's the difference? Like, bullying is just so silly. Like, how are you going to hate on somebody for just being different? Like, girl, grow up. I think something that is just so unfair about bullying is that bullies will, they will ruin your life. Like, they will make you feel like the scum of the earth at some days. Like, they will genuinely give you all this trauma that you have to unpack and go through. And once you leave school, that follows you, like that trauma follows you. And it does, it affects the way you do things and the relationships you have. Like, it really, I mean, it shapes who you are. Like, what you go through in your teen years really shapes you as a person. But the reason why I'm saying this is because for someone who may be going through bullying, listen to this, okay? Bullies will do this, will do all this damage to you, and then they, in 5 years, I mean, I haven't even been out of school for 5 years. I mean, have I? I don't even know. But after you graduate, you will run into these people and they will act like they did nothing. They will act like you guys were friends. They will act like they never said any single thing wrong to you ever. And they're like, hey, how have you been? Oh my gosh, like, I hope you're well, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, how are you going to look me in the eyes after I just had to unpack all that trauma, change who I was, fight demons because of you, and now you're just going to stand here and act like we're all good, nothing happened? Like, that's crazy. And the reason why I'm saying this again is because I don't let these bullies affect you, because at the end of the day, they're not even going to remember. They're not even going to remember that they made you feel like this. So why give them the power? Why give them the power to make you feel like that and change who you are when they aren't even going to remember that they put you through this? They don't deserve your time, okay? They don't deserve for you to be someone you're not. Be who you are. Do what you want to do. Like, they do not get to have the power to take a chunk of your life and make it traumatic just for them to turn around and pretend it never happened. Do not give them that power. Do not let them fight through it, okay? These people who are bullying you, they mean nothing. As cliche as it sounds, bullies really reflect their insecurities onto others. I mean, like, if you didn't know something was an insecurity, then you wouldn't pick it out on somebody else, because you only know that's something to pick on because you are insecure about it, okay? And, like, the saddest thing is, as well, is sometimes something that someone is bullied over is really not that serious. Like, you can be bullied over anything, really. Like, it's never that serious. And it's like, why would you need to put someone through that? Because this is very harmful. Like, people end their lives over things you say. Like, really be cautious and think about what you're saying to other people, because there's no point in having 10 minutes of fun making fun of someone just for them to go and ruin their life over it, okay? Like, it's not that serious. Let people be who they want to be. Let people do what they want to do. You do what you want to do. You be who you want to be. Like, was that laugh with your friends really worth it? Is the under your breath joke really worth it? Was it really that funny? No, okay? It wasn't. You just thought it was, but it really wasn't, okay? We're all another mother's child just trying to navigate their way through life, okay? Please, let's just be kind, okay? And with that, let's wrap up this for now, because I feel like I could do a whole episode on bullying, and I feel like I want to dedicate that to really helping people who might be struggling. So that's that. I mean, the only reason I really talked about bullying is because I went through it, unfortunately, and it did shape who I was, and it did change me, and it really closed me off for many years in my early teens, but, I mean, it made me who I am, so. Okay, moving on from some students being absolute bullies, okay. Ooh, and I'm kind of scared to talk about this. Like, I'm still scared to talk about this. I don't know why, but I'm going to talk about it because I came on this podcast to talk about my experience and to be transparent with you guys, and that's what I'm going to do. So, in saying that, okay, another form of bullying comes from people you'd least expect it. And When I say that, I mean teachers, okay? And this is an interesting one to me personally because, actually, you know what? I'm going to use this time to just preface this by saying, okay, in absolutely no way, shape, or form am I saying this is every single teacher and every single student's experience, okay? This is merely me expressing my emotions and sharing my experience on my podcast, okay? So let's just get that out of the way. I'm not saying this is every single teacher and every person, okay? Okay, so I remember, like, especially in the earlier years of high school, oh my gosh, teachers used to absolutely terrify me. I mean, like, let's be real, okay? Let's, like, be real for a second. They control your grades. They can make you miss out on opportunities. I mean, they could literally contact your parents and tell them that they think you're misbehaving. Like, girl, they could get you in trouble at home. Like, they held so much power. They were, like, probably the second biggest powerhouse in your life as you're growing up, other than your parents. Like, they just held so much power. And that's why I want to talk about it, because it is such an important job. It is such an important role. And I just want to talk about it because, to me, teachers played a very, very, very big part of my high school experience. Okay, so, like, before I get into why I think teachers played such a big part in my high school experience, okay, I just wanted to say, obviously, right, and it goes without saying that there are some teachers out there who use their power over students as teachers should and as they're entitled to, because honestly, there are some students out there who are absolutely unbearable and have, like, no sense of respect whatsoever. So, you know what, sometimes that power needs to be utilized, okay? Like, eat them up, teacher, bitch, get them. But oh boy, you cannot deny there is 1000% teachers out there who absolutely abuse their power over students, okay? I don't really think, like, some teachers really fully comprehend or, like, grasp the effects that they have on students. And sometimes to them, it's just, like, showing up for another day of work. But, like, what they say and how they act can really impact a student, okay? Like, negatively or positively, what they say can really impact their students. And the reason why I bring this up is because this is something that affected me personally in school, and I mean, still to this day. So, okay, like I said before, and I don't want to touch on this too much, but in my case, being someone who was different in an extremely religious school, okay, it, like, to be honest, I will say this because I think it's important. Hearing that who you are is not okay or even wrong from a teacher impacts a young kid in all ways you could never comprehend. Hearing that stuff from people their own age is one thing, but from a teacher? Oh! And I mean, like, that's such, like, an advanced example. Like, it's not like all my teachers were going around, like, bullying me for who I was. It's just, it was, like, the little things as well. It was just, like, I don't know. Like, tell me why some of my teachers were quite literally my biggest bullies. Like, I, as someone who suffers with crippling anxiety, still have panic attacks over remarks my teachers have said to me in the past. And when I start to feel the way they made me feel, like, it just all comes rushing back to me. Like, I literally have cousins, all right, who still attend the school I attended. And the thought of having to walk into their graduation and see the faces of some of my old teachers, like, oh, that literally makes my knees weak. Like, I'm so deeply hurt by some of them. And, like, I hold so much anger and resentment towards some of them. And some of them quite literally scare me to bits to this day. Like, girl, I'm not about to walk in there, okay? Look this person in the eye. I don't care how old I am. Like, and look, in saying that, okay, I cannot sit here with, like, a halo on my head and be like, I was such an angel child and I sat there and I just got bullied and belittled and attacked by my teachers. Like, that was definitely not the case, okay? I was not the easiest student to deal with at times. Like, I would even say that I was really annoying, okay? Because I like to talk to my friends. Bit of a chatterbox, okay? Like, a lot. But at the end of the day, okay, there's a line. Teachers absolutely have the right to discipline an uncooperative or rude student, but using that moment and that power to start attacking a student for things that they can't control, okay? Girl, I don't want to get too into it, but, like, there were teachers who were getting in my face, okay? I had instances where, like, teachers used a moment that were getting me in trouble for speaking or something when I shouldn't, or, like, misbehaving, to then bring up how my future is going to be nothing but trash, or I'll never be employed, I'm a dead end. Like, just unnecessary petty remarks, like, that you would hear from a child. Like, oh my god, one teacher even said I act too feminine for my own good because I started crying. Like, girl, hearing this stuff from an adult, especially one who holds power over you, scary shit, okay? I think another thing that, like, my teachers didn't realize is I wasn't stupid. Okay, and if any teachers are listening to this, okay, students aren't stupid. We know when we're being singled out or targeted, okay? And, like, you try to bring this up to a teacher and they're like, no, I would never do that. Like, and they pretend that they don't have a personal vendetta against children in their class. Like, girl, let's be real for a second, okay? Lock in. We are all humans. We know that there's just some people you cannot stand and some people you prefer over others. Like, it's just the human experience, okay? So, yes, you can, like, if you cannot stand me, just admit you cannot stand me, but don't make me feel like I'm not being targeted and singled out because you are targeting me and you are singling me out. There would be some instances where genuinely, like, the entire class would be making noise, okay? Crickets from the teacher, literally not even a word, especially if it was like the goody two shoes or the teacher's pet. But the second me or anyone, like random child that the teacher decided they didn't like, breathed or even opened their mouth, it was chaos. It was like, oh my gosh, no. And then you like try to bring this up and tell them or any other teacher, right? And they just tell you like, oh, you're over exaggerating. The teacher's not singling you out. Like, then they just try to make you feel crazy. You know what? They borderline gaslight you. They actually gaslight you because they just make you feel so crazy and insane and alone. And it's like, I know that you're singling me out. Like, oh, I've had teachers laugh in my face, okay, when I was trying to explain why I acted the way I did. Like, you just got me in trouble for something and you say, why did you do that? I try to explain myself and then you make me sit outside. Or they would like give me detentions over things that no other student would get in trouble for, first of all. But it's like, that's not detention worthy, okay? It's just, they didn't want to deal with me. They didn't want to deal with me trying to explain myself or me like asking why they treated me in a certain way. It was like no ifs or buts. It was, I'm the teacher, you're the student. If I don't like something you did, it's no going back and forth. You're dealing with the consequence. I don't care. And it just made me feel so alone and like, oh, restricted. It was just insane. I mean, at the end of the day, right? Like, teachers are the adults, students are the children, and an adult who holds power over children, like, especially for years of their life, right? Because I'm talking like high school is like 6 years of your life. Like, that's a very long time. And these same people are holding the same amount of power over you for that long. Like, that's a long time, right? Like, when they speak to you in a certain way or treat you in a certain way, it's harmful. It's almost like they're setting you up. Like, those are the first adults that hold power over you before you meet your bosses, before you meet your managers, before you meet anyone else. It's like these people set the standard of what you should endure and what you expect to endure. So it's like when you have a bad experience, it's like, okay, well, great. That just means everybody who holds power over me is going to treat me like crap. Like, you know, anyways. And I mean, in my case, right, when something went wrong at school, like whether I had trouble with friends or I was going through, I mean, obviously, like, really bad mental health issues, right? Or even if I had trouble with a teacher, right? I would go to someone and be like, I don't know what's happening. I would go to the counselor, be like, I don't know how to deal with this. And the result was always speak to a teacher. Speak to a teacher. They're here for you. That's what they're there for. Oh, really? You expect me to open up to somebody who basically contributes to my trauma? Like, I did not feel safe opening up or speaking about my issues at all to majority of my teachers. Also, I know I haven't mentioned this, right? But I didn't have this experience with like every single teacher. Okay. Like, I'm not saying this is every single teacher in my school. Like, this is just my personal experience and like my personal experience with some teachers. Like, I did have teachers that were absolute angels, right? And literally encouraged me for my differences and wanted me to creatively express myself or be who I was. And if I could say anything to them, I would tell them that I will forever be grateful because young Pierre really didn't feel safe in that environment and they just made it a little bit better. You know, especially if, I don't know the chances, but if my drama teacher or my one English teacher is listening to this, I love you. Thank you for making me feel seen. Thank you for making me feel like I wasn't just a ball of destruction and sorrow and sadness. Because seriously, all it takes is one teacher, one person who holds that much power, one person who's supposed to be your sense of security in a place where you don't feel happy. It changes a lot of things, you know? Okay, let's move on from that because that chapter, we need to close it, okay? Teachers, to those good ones out there, and I know that it's the majority because there are majority good teachers. We love you. We appreciate you. But for the rest who think that their job is a drag or they go to work and fight with a literal teenager and then go home and feel like they just did a great job, please reevaluate the way you speak to children and the way you treat children, because it can be very harmful. And I think that's all I have to say, because I really just don't want to dwell on that anymore at all. I spend too much of my energy and too much of my time dwelling about that time in my past. So anyways, moving on. I just checked the question box I put up on the Instagram account at Private Talk Podcast. So go follow that if you want to contribute, and hopefully I can answer one of your questions in the next podcast episode. But I asked you guys like questions about high school and my experience and whatever. And the most requested question was friends. Who were my friends? What was my friendship group like? Did I fit in? Blah, blah, blah. And I think the reason why that was such a popular question is because, like, I feel like in regards to high school, I mean, friends are the biggest part of high school, right? I mean, other than learning, obviously, but like, even when you're learning, friends are in your class, like you make friends with the people in your class, you hang out with your friends at recess and lunchtime, and you go out with your friends after school on the weekends, your holidays, like, I mean, they're such a huge part of high school. Like, anyways, who were my friends? Well, obviously, I mean, where do I start? So we have Paris and Stacey. If you are listening to this podcast, I'm going to assume you follow me on TikTok. But if you don't, I have two characters on TikTok, two out of the many in my peerverse, but two of the most popular characters are Paris and Stacey. And a lot of you guys always ask me, how do you portray Paris and Stacey so well? Like, they genuinely remind me of people at my school. Well, here's the thing. Paris and Stacey were the people at my school. They were the people in my friendship group. Like, there was always something happening in my friendship group. There was somebody fighting somebody. Somebody said something about somebody. Like, there was always drama. I don't think people, like, I don't think anybody in my friendship group actually liked each other. It was weird. It was really weird. But for me, it was more of like a fight or flight situation. It was like, either I try to fit in with these people, or I'm on the other end and they're gonna rip me to shreds. Like, they could be brutal sometimes. Like, once I left high school, I realized they were not my people at all. Like, I'm not in contact with any of them. Only one of them, really. And she kind of feels the same, I'm assuming. Like, she doesn't talk to any of them as well. It was just like, it wasn't a safe place to be in that friendship group. But even when I was in school, like, I feel like I was friends with everybody. Like, I was in multiple friendship groups. I would hop around, I would walk around, I was cool with everybody. I mean, my best friend in the entire world, I met in high school, and we weren't in the same friendship group. But because I was so, like, what's the word? Like, a friendship group whore? I don't even know. Oh my God. No, but like, because I was cool with everybody and I was friends with everybody, I was making friends everywhere. Like, I wasn't just confined to one friendship group. I mean, obviously there were like those four or five friends that everybody knew, like I was friends with. And at the end of the day, when it came to lunchtime, I would sit with them, but I was friends with everybody. But like those friends, looking back now, if I went to high school, I would do it all over. I was scared to be who I was. I was not who I am now at all. Like, I remember in high school, like, oh, I was so scared to even tell my friends that, like, I wanted to be an actor. I was like, yep, they're gonna bully me. And that is not a safe place to be. Like, let me give this, like, piece of advice to you guys. If you feel like the people you are friends with, okay, you're scared to be your true self around them, they are not the people for you. They are not your friends. They are acquaintances. They are people you are trying to impress, okay? They are not your friends. And unfortunately, I didn't realize that. I spent my entire high school life trying to impress people who would eventually become strangers. I spent so much time trying to fit in and trying to be this person that was never accepted. I was never one of them. No matter how much I tried, no matter how much I changed myself, no matter how much I suppressed my true self, I could never be one of them. And now I realize I wasted so much time. I wasted so many potential friendships that I could have kept till this day if I just left that friendship group and found people who fit me. But I was scared. I was scared of change. I was scared to not be accepted. I was scared to be hated. It's just everything in high school scared me. I was too comfortable being in the same position, even if it was detrimental to me, which, I mean, now if I was in high school, I would immerse myself in activities that I actually wanted to do, immerse myself in people who were better for me, in people who loved me, in people who actually wanted the best for me. But I mean, you live and you learn. I've never really been around people like that ever after high school. Like, it was kind of like the second I left high school, that part of me like kind of died, and like anything that I had in common with those people, it's gone. Like, it was fake at the end of the day. Like, I really didn't have anything in common with those people at all. And I'm just glad that I didn't keep myself in that situation for no reason after high school. Like, there was just no reason for me to be in that situation. And I'm glad I didn't. And I'm glad I chased my dreams. And I'm glad I did what I wanted to do and found people who accept me. And I found people who are my people. It took a while. And you know what? I'm going to do a whole episode about friends, which is why I don't want to delve into this too much. But yeah, that's that. Let's close that chapter like I did when I left that school. Goodbye. And oh my God, I'm so sorry. I needed to burp, but I'm leaving that in. I don't care. I'm leaving that in. That was disgusting. But anyways, you know what? This is raw. This is unfiltered. Oh my gosh, that was actually disgusting. Should I cut that out? I don't know. Okay, so with that being said, I think I want to give you guys like a little bit of a conclusion just to conclude this episode, wrap it up, give my final statement on high school, hopefully provide you guys with security and some guidance if you're just starting high school. You know what? I just realized how ironic this is. Like, I've spent this whole time speaking about high school and how I didn't really like high school. And now I'm like, okay, let me give you guys like a little conclusion. Like, not me literally giving myself like an essay to write. But anyways, so here we go, right? I mean, at this point, it's pretty clear that high school consumes so much of your early life, right? And at the time, it's like, it's all you ever know, right? I know when I was in high school, I genuinely could never imagine a life outside of it. I thought this is all there is to life. Like, high school is the be all, end all. It is so important. Like, high school was my life, my friendships, the situation I was going through, handing in assignments, fights, drama. It was everything I thought of every second of the day. It consumed me, right? For some, that's a comforting feeling because high school is a safe space for them, right? A provider of routine, social interaction, learning. But for others, and at least for me, it was a place where I felt, what's the words, like a sense of displacement, fear, anxiety. So feeling like high school consumes my entire being, it was not comfortable at all. All right. It was not a comforting feeling to me at all. But what I have to say to that is high school, and guys, I want you to really listen to this. Okay. Whether you're struggling in high school, whether you love high school, really tune into this. High school is not forever. Okay. Take it from me. You will not be the same person you are in high school, even a year from graduation, okay? You won't have the same people constantly in your face. You won't have the same routine. You won't even have the same values or beliefs, okay? I promise you, you will be a completely different person. And if you're not, you'll be a more advanced person. You'll be a more developed person. But I guarantee you, you will not be the same person you are in high school, okay? And I offer this as a sense of comfort for those who are eager to get out of high school, because your entire life is ahead, okay? Your entire life. If you're not enjoying this part of your life, there is a whole life out there for you to explore and enjoy and love and relish in, okay? And this is also offered as a sense of encouragement for those who enjoy high school. If you enjoy high school, that is not a bad thing at all. You should enjoy high school. You're there for so much of your life. Please, if you enjoy high school, okay? Use it as a time to really take it all in. Soak it up. Soak up every moment you can. If you love it, soak it up. Enjoy it. Thank you so much for joining me on this journey and for listening to me ramble about my high school experience. This was honestly very relieving for me and kind of therapeutic. And I hope something somewhere in what I've said has helped someone out there, whether it's to feel comfort in knowing that you're not crazy, you're not alone, and there are other people experiencing what you're feeling, or whether I've given you a sense of security in the fact that high school isn't forever. You know, I just hope that there's something in this episode that you can take, and I hope you enjoyed learning more about my past and more about who I am and my values and what I went through, and I really hope that you enjoyed, basically. I really hope you enjoyed listening to this. I know on Spotify you can like write comments, right, about the episode. So let me know how I did. Hopefully this was a good podcast episode. I don't know what I'm doing, really. This is like my first record of this episode. I wanted it to be as real and authentic as I could possibly make it, because this is just me talking about my life. You know, it's not just a random topic. But yeah, with that being said, thank you. I love you so much. Thank you for tuning in. Go follow Private Talk Podcast on socials, on TikTok, Instagram at PSSTPRIVATETALKPODCAST. Oh my gosh, I literally forgot it for a second.